Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's a 6:58 song of the year time. Around this time on Fridays, we usually highlight what we perceived to have been the blunder of the week or and the moment of the week, right? But today we're gonna round it up and we are going to make it of the year.
Yeah,
Shekwan, what was your blunder of the year?
I would have to say Lachia Ishitile.
Oh snap! What did the poor girl do?
Lachia Ishitile and her guide.
Yeah.
I have to acknowledge his name. I'm sorry. Her guide, same Shimanda.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying it was the blunder of the year, even after they won a gold medal, in obviously was it Paris, right?
Yeah.
The Paralympics. Yeah. The reason why I'm highlighting is as a blunder is because, man, we failed this woman.
Oh, okay.
We failed this woman. She brought a whole gold medal and a bronze medal at that after those, Paralympics that happened in Paris.
Yeah.
And she's still, I promise you, still living the same life. Do you know what I mean? No one actually stepped up. The government, the sports ministry, nobody stepped up to acknowledge this woman for the greatness that she accomplished for the country. Do you know what I mean?
So she's been consistent.
And she's been consistent, you know. We remember the time of Johanna Benson and everything that she achieved and how, you know, she got a diplomatic passport. She got a house in her hometown.
Street name.
And all these other things, even endorsement deals and stuff like that. And you really want to tell me that we can't do the same for Lachia.
The same for the able-bodied athletes as well.
Yeah,
you know, like Christine and... Like Beatrice, you know, they were showered with everything.
Yeah, exactly. They even have cars and things that they're driving now. And you really want to tell me, you really want to tell me we couldn't do anything for Lachia.
So the blunder is actually on us.
On us. No, absolutely. Society, yeah.
Well, I feel it. It was also mind-boggling, and we spoke about it at length when we noticed that no one is seemingly celebrating this poor girl, bro.
You know what broke my heart?
Yeah.
What broke my heart is when corporate companies jumped on board because every other corporate company was doing it or brands where they were basically congratulating her, right? Please tell me why it was so hard for some brands to use her picture in the messages congratulating her as the winner. Stay with me. So the artwork, right?
Yeah.
That flighted in the newspapers.
Yeah.
A full page.
Okay.
Literally had another person, another athlete that was probably taken from Shutterstock or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they couldn't use her face because she's the one.
And the words were saying congratulations.
Yeah, Lachia. Yes.
Using another person's picture.
Yes. It's like
that's a big blunder though.
Right? It's like Ari wins, Ari is one of our colleagues. He wins a gold medal wherever, right?
Yeah.
And then to congratulate Ari, they use him, who won a gold medal in what, but they use NSK's picture.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I saw that happen a lot of times. They used a lot of pictures from Shutterstock. And also, it's not a race thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to mention it because Lachia is a black woman. Why were they using white women to congratulate her in this ad?
So the picture's even white. It's a white girl.
Who approved this? Yes.
But don't newspapers also sometimes have like quality check, you know, when the adverts come in just to check, double check. Company A, are you guys sure? Like,
no, not at all. If you approve the artwork
as the client on
your end.
Yeah.
I'm flighting that. Whatever it is that you send me, what file is saying to me as a final file, I am flighting that.
That's insane. That is a huge blunder.
I have receipts.
That's a terrible blunder right there. Thank you so much, Shekwan. For me, my blunder of the year has to be the ECN. For various reasons. Like a whole freaking army of reasons, okay? And we all know these reasons. There's even a whole court case that has now officially been launched by the IPC. That's one. Number two, also a blunder of the year for me is on a certain awards show that no one really cares about for lying about their knowledge of their involvement in the NS Kanye drama. I'll leave it at that.
Yes.
As for the moment of the year, I really, really think the passing of our President Hage Geingob, was a moment in this country, you know.
Yeah.
And it's said that, you know, it was death, you know. But I can positively say from my observations, from the position that we are in, we are literally in the middle of society. Mm-hmm. Everything, all the information comes to us.
Yeah.
I can positively say that this this passing affected every single Namibian.
Absolutely.
Whether you are about politics or not, whether you are about, you know, you're not about that life. But when the news hit and when the actual, when you saw, when we actually saw the visuals on TV of the burial and everything, every single Namibian, one way or another, said,
we felt it.
We said, ah, no man, almost this one. Ah, this one, it touched us.
I know, he
collectively, you know, as a country, and I think that was a moment, man.
Yeah. I would have to say, I mean, there were so many moments, honestly.
Mm.
But I'd have to say that the DSTV Content Creator Awards for me was quite a big moment for me personally.
Okay.
Because, like, what they did in the industry, the creative industry specifically, really boosted the industry in so, so many ways. I say this because even now, corporate companies, corporate brands, brands from South Africa are starting to use our content creators for their campaigns. You know, we were in the time where we got to question a lot of brands, like, okay, so yes, it's an international brand, we get it.
Yeah.
And you have a bigger branch in Nigeria, hypothetically, right? But why is it that you can't even use Namibian talent for your artwork that flies on billboards in Namibia?
Yeah.
Because you do have a market here. You have people that consume your services 100%. And your product here, right?
Mm.
And it's been beautiful to see over time. And because, you know, I'm very invested in this space.
Yeah.
It's been really beautiful to see brands actually recognize talent. And I think for me also, it's been beautiful to see more than ever how the talents themselves are putting in a lot more effort.
And creativity.
And creativity. Yeah. You know, it's not just about me recording with my camera or my phone or whatever it is. People are even hiring videographers and creative directors and things like that, and actually giving us really great
campaigns.
Stepping
up with the level.
Stepping up. And I know that this time around that, you know, specifically for the Creator Awards, that Solange was not nominated anywhere at all, right? But Solange has been delivering content, quality content, even with her latest collaboration with Monster Energy Drink, for example, you know? So I just, you know, like, let's keep it going. I mean, it's obviously just the first, or it was the first ever, but I just have to give it kudos to, obviously, the creators themselves and obviously DSTV Namibia for jumping behind it.
Thank you so much, 705. That's your time. Who is or who was your yellow person this year? What is a yellow person? We'll explain in a bit. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.